all names that have spaces, which goes to the synonym Zion. And I'm going to try in one day tomorrow to give a very brief summary to what's called Kvura. The Kvura goes from synonym Shin, Mem, Chet, all the way to synonym Shin, Sama, Chet. I don't know, it's not going to do a lot. I believe that. I'm not going to finish it because we'll try. We're going to have to make some kind of a plan. We're going to start having some of the cutting. That's a very big leap. Very complicated. Many things are going to have to be available. Yeah, so, I don't know. We'll try. As we said before, famous last words, we don't do schools. We're making kind of a potential plan. Today, the main thing is Shin, Dalit, Men. This is cool. Chabad begin, Mitzvah Gedol, the Hashmir, Al Neis Koroi. What do you find this? Not one of the 13 Mitzvahs. Who says? We're saying Shas, the Mitzvah to make a Hashmir. There's no such Gemara. So the emergence from a whole series of Gemara, supported by the Ramban in the Torah to Adam. Hey, and the ensuing pages, is a subtitle called Indian Ahesper. The number of Gemara to quote, one of the Gemara of the Sefer Shabbat, Kutay and Bay, called Amoid, the Moth, or Otis Kosher, Akkadis Baruch, the Sofa, and Menichim, the Beit Kenot. Clearly a very important Indian of the Moid, the Moth, or Otis Kosher. And the Gemara says in the same staff, called him Atzel, they have favors of Otis Kosher, gives the rib, royal the cover of the chayim. So the juxtaposition of these two gemaras indicates that the purpose of a hesped is to facilitate the horonah tumah, the crying of the people who come to the leviathan, or to the hesped. The proof of it is the gemara in Brach. Now I'll tell you a third statement. Hagrid has faded the luye, Romans are not in the day. The Rashi explains the point of a hesed, that the shmatzvah should be neirim kol, the lush of neir, agmat nefesh, sheyivku ha-shomim. The people who are there should cry. So we see where the three gemaras, and the fourth gemara, marvus after Shabbos, that kuf nus gimel amin al. Achem Liva has Bidoi, the Hosan Ta'imna. This is what Rav said to one of the Talmidim. When I die, make sure that there's a warm hesed. Rashi explains, people should cry. Because I'll be there. What says I'll be there? Presumably what the Gemara is saying here is that the mate will know what is happening at his own hesed. And therefore he asks the Talmid, to give a warm answer, people should cry, because he's going to know what's happening at that. Therefore, there are basically four statements in the Gemara, all of which keep the point in the same direction. That the purpose of the hesed is that people in the audience should cry. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch, based on all these four Gemaras, said, Shimon Shindan Zal Men Sefala, Mitzvah Gedola, Hakmar, and Ezra, the Gemara, combination of all these. I'm wrong with the quote. Also, Sheyorim Kolo Lomar all of the Tavorim on the Shabbat Mitzalei Kidei LaHarbon Zuchir. That is the nature of the Mitzvah. That is the Mitzvah. Unfortunately, this Indian of Hesed, which is the Mitzvah Gedola, has been all but forgotten in many of the circles in which we travel. As far as the person can go to a so the buyer can hear one expert, another expert, another expert, the whole series of expressions. So no one's crying. People are just saying, you know, he was a good father, he was a good husband, and whatever else, and he gave money to the shul, and he set up the shabbat shudim, and, you know, and whatever they say about him, and he played baseball with his children, whatever they say, people say, what kind of different is it, but I was listening, you know, nodding their heads, you know. But no one is shedding any tears at all. You don't really come to a levaya. No one even took out a tissue. Nothing. So it seems to me it's a very serious issue that the people don't say, that's the kind of Mr. Hesed, Kedak, Kedin. sometimes, I guess, it's just a rav and a kehila to know his people. Some of it is considered, you can't say, I don't know, a different mentality. I've been at some of the Levites. So, you know, I don't know, it's part of their mentality. They just, you know, they say nice things about the person, we'll get to that later. But you don't see any emotion displayed, very little, at these times of Levites. So I don't know. Of course, it gets against the Levite Gemara. It gets against the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch is to say, the purpose of the Hesed, primarily for the primary purpose of the Hesed, that people should be crying. If people aren't crying, then apparently the Hesed is not fulfilled properly. That's the part of the Shas and the Gemara, that was the Rabban quote, on that page K, and the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shindal, and the Baal. Let's go now to the second motif of Hesed. Ulahazgir Shavacha. Where does it come from? Where does it say this? Every answer of a mocha, you can just make things up out of the silver scarf. Where is Ulahazgir Shavacha? It comes from a series of sources in the Ramban, page Gimel, almost by interest. Of course, the Hagar Ba'ovel, the Ovel Rabbati, a motif in the Tchila, of a motif in Allah Ika. What does that mean? Can't make up a story out of Simcha. He was a tremendous master. He was a never opened a Gemara. But he can't do that. But when Simcha Lincoln, he was a master. He said, oh, he was a tremendous master. He was so tremendous. He was a slave master. So this person may do. He's doing why. He's doing why. And the Gemara in Bracha says, son of Bezim and Al, the shame should destroy him in our nation. So that means that, what does that mean? That it's not done. It gets people to cry, which is the primary purpose of the Hesed, is watching people, watching him punish, watching the maids be punished. So clearly, the Gemara Brachah implies as the Abba Rabbati does, that a function of the Tzavdan is to talk about the Shevach of the maid, the good character traits that the maid has, and you're allowed even to say a little bit more of Sifin Alahika, but you may not make up things out of the clear blue sky, which is a lie, nor may you exaggerate growth, which is also a lie. As a matter of fact, the person there, how can you exaggerate even slightly? That's also a lie. The Tazim Kash. Tazim is a remarkable terror. This cut Alice. In fact, he was a gewaltig about stuff. He wasn't so gewaltig. He can't stop him. So how can you lie? It's an exaggeration. Even a slight exaggeration is also a lie. That's the Taz's question. So the Taz answers that they gave stuck with a particular shiur. So therefore, he would have done it. It's a kind of a machshavatov. So the machshavatov is the matzik is the tachshav l'mayim. And therefore you're going to assume you would have done it, and therefore it's okay to exaggerate. That's Taz. The Shver, the Bach, is a different term. The Bach says it means you're permitted to exaggerate somewhat. It has made him, because it's impossible to be exactly truthful. And we're afraid, in the author of the hostess, Ikolach Hashem Achat V'Sholom Yekater. You know what's going on? You're afraid of chas v'sholom, the strong language. You may be mekati, you may shortchange the person. You may say too few things about it. So therefore, we say better to exaggerate, say a little bit more, rather than to make a mistake and say less. So err on the side of a slight exaggeration. And the Ramban goes on, and it's quoted again in the Shulchan Aruch here as well, the Talmud. Chacham, of Chassid, Poland, Lob, Chachmas, Lob, of the U.S. Catholic. Where does it come from? So by Chassid, it comes from Hillel. The Gemara in Tosin and Ches. Hillel died and said, a Chassid, a honor, Pamidus, Lob, so Ezra. When Shmuel Akkad died, Chassid, honor, Pamidus, Lob, Hillel. We find that they use the, speak about their Chassidus and their Adivus. And the Gemara says in the Sefer Megillah, Chav Chesed and Vay, there is Lakish, not for the particular person who was an expert in Halacha, he has 24 rows of Talmidim, says the Gavra Rabba, and so therefore you see clearly that a person is not only nitzvah based upon his piety, but also upon his accomplishment. The particular accomplishment here is his wisdom. You know, that he hit 50 home runs in the summer league is not found explicitly in the Gemara. People view that as a nihilist, all right. I mean, you know, we're not here to tell people what to say precisely. But obviously they should talk about significant nihilists, not shtus. They want to go to a Hesper, they're talking about shtus. Shtus is not a shtus. That don't really reflect upon the greatness of the person, not in his tzitzis, not in his adivus, not in his kumpus. Gahak. It's a shame, which is really, really not right. Unfortunately, the same Rabbanim, who was so reticent when it comes to the ikir point of the Hesper, of the Habas Mechia, that they just somehow lose their tear ducts and tear glands, stop functioning. And they can't, they raise their voice and then they're speaking a mournful and tearful voice, which they should be doing. All of a sudden, when it comes to exaggerating and even lying about the people who were good for nothing, but suddenly they find their voice. Their mamash, it's a double and two strikes. It comes to the ecotest, which is the Habas of Priya, something is silent. And it comes to the top of the Shavapa, everyone has some kind of Sheva. All of a sudden, they get their voice back, the Kato. So they didn't use the voice to be Habas of Priya, that extra voice to make up stories about a guy. And it says, Nishkishtoyin and Nishkishloyin. La'adam. Never happened. Or so grossly exaggerated, mamish. And what? You think you're doing anybody a favor? No. You're not doing anybody a favor. You're not doing yourself a favor. And you're not doing the nation a favor. It's a favor either. I mentioned the Gemara before. The same as the nifted from the nation, so the nifted from the top done it. What do you mean the from and amazing? What do you mean the from? I thought, Roman Amesim, a person dies. He gets punished up in Shemayim for whatever sins that he committed? No. The Rosh says in Zimish Tam of Gimel, in our parish, quoting one prophet, and he explains, Hagel the Maskeret Ovo. This Roman Amesim is a person in there to say, ooh, wow, this individual was a masmila 4 hours a day, never opened his face. So they say, what's going on here? They say, let's go check the records. He's going for our sake. And they'll find him, they never learn anything. So the from and Mason, you're causing the Mason the also higher standards, which is when you trust his non-existent exemplary behavior, and the health of that standard is found wanting, is going to be punished. The from and Mason, and also the from and Tapson, the Tapson is also going to be punished. Very careful. Not la hapsik with those seven shadows and covers. He said, ma'at, also mida, umida, tova, shahisalo. It's very positive and beautiful. That's what I mean. Almost any individual. You're allowed to ignore his shortcomings. For sure. That was, whatever. He has a shortcoming. And I'm going to talk about this. So you can talk about whatever good deeds that he performed, and you're not even exaggerating this. You can say, it's whatever, I don't want anybody. But not the Irish guy, the stupid and an exaggeration of gross nature and lies. Terrible. Yes,
David. What do you think? If you know well, you know when you're
exaggerating. Know what? I don't understand. The people, might of the Koyomet, I don't know where you're calling, you're going to write. That's Baruch Hashem. The Mashiach will come soon, dealing with the Mashiach, you're going to write. But maybe you were outside once, so they had a little bit of a speaker. I think it's convey the same knowledge, guys. It's okay. If you start telling stories, who believes it? I don't know. If you start nodding your head, you also get punished. But it says it's your Gemara. Basically Gemara. It's going to be in the Gemara. This hour. The Gemara says, כל המאסקר אני שלא יהיה בו כלל, המוס ואף לגיוס ומידי, המאסקר יהיה בו גורם רול עצמו, הוא במאי. But in the original Gemara, רוח הסבתם הפי, נתברו מן הסבתונים ומן האונים אחריה. He was a goyim. He was a tzaddik. And you know, and he never knows the bluff. So why are they pastoring this way? I don't know. It's kind of just the human nature. They try to make something out of nothing, or they have to be eulogized the same way. It's not good for the mate. It's not good for the master. It's not good for the people who suffer from the tough. Say, they should be really going like this. No. So they're not looking to do that. They're looking to say, no, it's not a tzaddik. It's not a goyim. Just be quiet. And if you want to chuckle a little bit inside and say, this is too good, you'll have to do that. But don't do it in an invisible fashion. Ask them a little bit. It's permissible. You're on the Tazim ground, they're on the Bach ground. So they should say, well, you would have done it if you would have been able to, would have done a little more, or it's hard to be precise. I happen to think you're right. I think I should be right on. Marvin either. But a little bit, if you have to err the side of course. If you don't have to err, you can get it straight. We call it a fast interpretation. Yes, it's not.
Is
it giving too
long so
that
they
could
do it through the regular and then it's not so the regular
can't
say for that. No, just that's an exaggeration
every day,
but in order to do
Shavuot,
simply when it's not
the right. I don't think that's true. Now that Rabot is a critical Gilead Marshaw on the back, the very left line of the page, don't have the page, everyone has the page in it. Anyone else through? Look inside, wait, there is someone else. Okay. William R. Shaw says as follows. There are certain days, the days which you don't say Tachzun, you don't say Tzidikadin. Ain Orem Shvachos Shomei. The Honami Margal Ahesed. The Imkain also did Rosh Olam. Who says this? Mogan Avron, Sol Simetuk Tavkuk Mem Zayn. So look it up. The Mogan Avron is saying like this. The two aspects to Hesed. One is to make people cry, and two is to say his praise. Then very well, on a certain day, it's not appropriate to make people cry. It's supposed to be a happy day. But what's wrong with saying the Shlomo Shomei? What's wrong? Maybe there's nothing wrong. The Magen Avraham says, no, there's something wrong with that too. How does he know? How does he make up a din like this out of nowhere? He said, where you got it from? He quotes Simon Top Gimel. Couldn't find Tuf Gimel. Is it the Krimadonim? Yeah, Tuf Gimel. The typo. Simon Tuf Aleph. There is a Simon Tuf Aleph. Where you will see it then. Sif Aleph. Based on a Mishnah, the Sefer Marit Kosh. That Chassayin and Aleph. And I have that in the Mark. I'll look inside there too. It says, Ein Menichin et Hamita V'Rechol V'Chol Amoeh. Shelo Lahargel et Ha'etzer. You shouldn't leave the carpet in the street. So you shouldn't be margil es ha-hesed. She'osu la-hargil es ha-hesed b'chol amoy. What does it mean, la-hargil? What is hargil? It's a very hard word to translate. What does la-hargil mean? I even looked up the article. I wonder if you had it translated. Get used to. Okay. You shouldn't, in other words, that translation means you shouldn't do something which is going to lead to the saying of a hesed. Presumably it wasn't it. Hesed is also b'chalamai. Period. Okay. Now I'm going to concede that hesed is also b'chalamai. But before I would still say that the kind of hesed is also b'chalamai is the hesed of crying. How does the Magen Avraham know, based on this Mishnah and this Mishnah Menorah, that even the hesed of talking, singing his praises, is utter the chalamot? How can you tell from here? How can you tell? So, if you look carefully in the Magen Avraham, as basically quoted over here in the Gilead, Marashah, he doesn't say that ain't of Shivcho Shomei per se. He doesn't say it's an independent prohibition. The Rather, the Honami Margal Aspen. It's a quote from the Mogan Avraham. It's a quote that's first one that goes in our soul. As the word has been in Mogan Avraham speak, the word has been named Bechir. It means cross. That's the prohibition. And the only reason why it's also sing in praises to say nice things about the individual is because it's going to lead to crime. I don't see any other way out of reading this Mogan Avraham. The Mela, Kem and Dugan. One could argue that in America today, in certain circles, by certain rabbis, certain kinds of eulogies, it was called a phrase, Hachush Makish. See with your own eyes. Isn't that true? The rabbi gets up there, and he orates, and he speaks. You learn about this in one of your homiletics classes. The rabbi gets up, and he delivers an inspiring eulogy, proper intonation, and elocution, articulation, but nobody's crying. Nobody's crying. Not a single soul. Not a tear, on anybody's face. Not a one. They're in the kind of locha, Hashem came to Dimon Me'al Kofonim. That's before he even starts, they're ready to know Dimon any Kofonim. Now this is outrageous, yes, as I said before. The Mamash Mavato, the midst of Hesper. But as I said in the past, Kalkolosam Takanot. God, not saying any ass, based on Chalamaitis Muslim. That's what I think. Well, the Mogan Avraham, after saying praise on Chalamaitis, that's because it's going to be Margil a Hester week, which means it's going to cause people to cry. As you said, it was called the American Hester. It's not a Hester at all. Just, some of us should be dead, it could have just at least even said when he's alive. He's a great man, and he's a philanthropist, and he is a wonderful member of our community, and no one's crying. There's no one crying. There's two things that one, you're about to listen to Hesped 300 days a year. You should be saying Hesped. And number two, you're not over the ether of Hesped and Chalamayim, and then the other day when you're not supposed to say Hesped. Can't go lost or talk on us. That's my understanding. Yes. Never the matter of Grant? Sure. Okay, Ellie is, he must go to, Cedar Shul Leviathan. But, I've been in many Leviathans, officiated at, if I use the right term, by many distinguished rabbis, leaders of the community, and no one cried to them. Zero. Good. Zilch. Well, they were talking about describing different realities. And, I don't know, I'm very happy to hear you telling me. Happy to hear telling me that people are crying by Leviathan. So that's the din. Din of Hesper. We should say there should be no more feel of other than that, but it's Chas V'Shalom, so it's proper. People should be, should cry at Leviathan. That's exactly what Hesper is all about. That's the din. Yeah.
You're
saying that before some kind of medical trial, you're also... I remember. I'm sure I'm happy to be a colorblind. American has to be a colorblind. Not a Hesper. All right. Not Hesper oil. So remember, even though the word has been used even for the Maske Shavacha, I don't want to overstate my case, that's not true. But I'm not saying the word has been used in Shas only to convey the crime as to the first few thoughts that we quoted. That Atalbet, Feder Shalom of Tusher, and in the context of Mori Demo, and Achem Alai Behes Badoi, and Agadis Feder Deluya, the first four Gemara that we quoted indicated that has been crime. No, but not quite as simple as that. Because the word has been used in Mar Brachas as well later than that. Came to Frog and Asaf Shadim. That's talking about a Sapna who hacked a Shining, who makes up stories about the Nifter. I mean, you could still say, Sapna means people who stay in faith, and their main purpose is to be more of them. If you get carried away and hacked a Shining with an Irish guy about the non-existent Shrokim, you'll be punished too. So it's so possible to say that the word Hesper as such only means cross. That's the much more of the Mogan Avraham in the very line. And all of the Shrokim shall make, so not in Margal HaHesper. The word Hesper in the Mogan Avraham speak means only the cross. You can still say that, but that's what the word Hesper means in Shas. I stopped on him, I'm saying, Shrokin, yeah, that's a secondary function. if they are lying in the secondary function, they're going to be punished for their response. It's still possible to say that it has to be only the crime part. And therefore, in America, that's not Hesper at all. Either partial Hesper or not Hesper. One of the two.
Okay.
If you have experience, you have no way of space to judge it. I've experienced. I don't know if anyone else has been. No. I'm the only one in the room with experience with casual advice. Somebody walked out, unmoved, the rabbi gave a beautiful speech. I gave a speech in Shabbat and Shul. No one cried for me Shabbat and Shul. It was taking too long. I don't know what to say. My shoulders burning. But, the same kind of a speech is given very, very often at funerals, somewhere. Yeah. Rav Moshe is a famous tshuva in Ikris Moshe Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Samach Hei, which wants to suggest a Kiddush Nisla V'Noira Adnaos, that someone who's chayav the Kavod HaMeit is permitted to say Hesped, even the time that normally we would say that others should not say Hesped. Where does it come from? So like this. The Mishnah says of a step the Noir Kavod, and it's all the quoted in Shulchan Aruch later. Ket Amad Bey. Noshim b'moed ma'ano. Avalom b'tapkom. The Rosh Hashanah b'chanak of Purim. Ma'ano to b'tapkom. Avalom b'tonon. The three madrig. Ma'ano b'tapkom and b'tonon. What does the three madrig mean? Look at the first one. It's 9, page 6 tomorrow. Ma'ano to meet everyone crying. At the same time, the top goes to be they beat their chest. You don't see this too much, but Italians and stuff, you really think Thomas will do it? Could be. And Makonano is a responsive kind of a headset. One says this, and then they respond in a mournful response. Fine. Friends of Russia, why not to the Lord man? Adam is crying. Right? How are you allowed to do that? On Chalamar. How is it possible? The Ramosha says, apparently, there's no issue of crying as such. The issue is making somebody else cry. Means, it's not Rav Moshe's actual words, but that's not the same shot. It's hard to understand what he's saying. Right? And the anos is, it's just to cry itself. All the women cry at once. That's okay. The tapkos is in between, because it's really self pounding of the chest, but it has an impact on others to a greater extent. And the konos is explicitly intended to make others cry, is prohibited. Manera question, I think you're saying it's about. But that's for a stranger, professional Mekonenis. They're professional people who are women, no? Mekonos are women. Who were the Maoro Levet. They were pros. But this pro is stick yourself into a situation like if you bump a Kalamai, it's not right. What are you hacking over here? But for the Orville, I have the pro. Let's say other than emo, the passion is not a function of Ovel. So Moshe's Russian will get a little bit unclear there. Is it an Ovel? Or is it only a Chayav and Chmodo? It's cut two ways. A person is an Ovel, can be an Ovel for a brother or sister, and have a Chayav and Chmodo necessarily. Younger brother and sister. Or a child, Chalila. On the other hand, it's a function of Chmodo. The person can be have to have a responsibility. The Mechaba's grandparents, there's no Avela. It's not quite as clear about Moshe's Lashon. You look up the Shulchan, which way he's, what he's emphasizing. He covers our aspect of the Avela's aspect. In any event, he would note that maybe Sarachian is permissible for an Avel, to say a Hesped for a parent, like that has both elements, cover and Avela. That's what he said. Achir is Godel. Some folks can rely upon it, so we don't quite fully understand why it should be so. But between the two, it's a good one. With Ara, I wanted to bring a raya from the Purusha Gemara that some measure of hesed is mutter, even in the days that are found in the Mishnah. We have Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah.
Urim.
My right after the Gemara, it's after Rosh Hashanah. What about the Ramban? The Ramban is quoted over here on page A, Gimel, Torah Sodom. The Gemara is the following. Talk about Rosh Hashanah, the Kviyas HaKodesh. One day Rosh Hashanah, 2 days Rosh Hashanah. This is Rosh Hashanah, Chosra, Chosra, Molash, Molash, I'm saying. Before that, 2 days. So there's a certain particular day when Emo shall bend Zaza with the Sister. The Tidah, Rabbi Gamliel, Hesped Godol. Rabbi Gamliel made a big Hesped on her. Law of the Sage of Rilika. I was deserving of the big Hesped. Ela Kidei Shi Yedu Ha'am Shalom Kitchu Bez Nesachos. Good, some people are not Rashad. How are they going to know it's not Rashad? Only by the fact that he said, hey, big Hesped Godol. If even a Hesped cut the dust on a Kodesh, why do Rabbi Gamliel have to give to Hesped Godel to prove the point? We're given a Hesped cut, that itself would have indicated that it's not Rosh Kodesh. So that's the victim in Broy. The Broy is the thing is, if the Kodesh, they just get up and they say, today it's Rosh Kodesh, so Hesped, Lech Mishol. One second. So I always say very admirable. The opposite of America, where they just, you know, not divest the whole din, they just became a forgotten din, the Yom HaShem may not be the man. On the other hand, I was thinking again, is that against this Gemara? This Gemara, if the Yekesh HaMinig is true, well, let's say, you know, this woman was a fine woman, already they don't know so. What's going on? Why must they even make it so long as to people up, it wasn't even royal account? Just that she was not our Scottish. If the prevailing custom of the Rosh Chodesh, you don't say anything, but then you say one word. Do you know it's not Rosh Chodesh? Yes, I am. Could be a public effort. I don't know about that. And how do you arrange? Law of nature really got. We don't control the crowd. You know, people come and won't come. In other words, for the Aryeh Strat, he made a big exit. 10,000 people came. He wasn't really cop, so he deserves about 50 people. How did he guarantee that 10,000 people are going to walk in? Huh? I mean, the mere fact that Galena himself gave that was short of a big crowd. Put up signs. They had them in there, sure. Some of the car goes around. Maybe. I didn't learn that shot. Okay, could be, right? I can't prove that I'm not shot. Maybe look, do me a favor. Look at the Rishonim and the Sabbath Rosh Hashanah. Call Haman out. And see what it says. Maybe I'm wrong. The shot really might be. It has the Godel means, based on my previous interpretation, has the Godel means crying. That the crying is normally not permitted, and he cried to show it's not Rosh Chodesh. Not had a big Rosh Chodesh. He could have said things about her. He would have said less because she wasn't so much. But he would have cut out the crying part. Maybe. One could even have stopped the mission that way. Also the Hargil et Nehesed, the Moed. Could be the Hargil mean, like we said before, like with the Lush. Starts of Rogil. Shouldn't say a Hesped Rogil, a normal Hesped, a Bech. But the Shevach, maybe it's not included in the category of the Hargil and Hesped at all. Maybe it's permissible to say Shevach and Kalamah, as you mentioned earlier. Okay, so now what I'm trying to say is to give a proper Hesped 250 days a year, whatever it may be. 50 days, you can't say Hesed, say an American Hesed. Not a Yekish Hesed, they say no. Hesed could be a bit. She doesn't. Nachdin and Chadar. The Yekish said all year long, they didn't say straight, you know, da 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 da. And no one cries. the Mimela and the unviolated states of the Lech B'Shalom. But the Chassidim, where all year long they're crying by the Tzedak to them, maybe on Chol HaMoed, they're allowed to say Esther, which is not what we call the American stuff. Chassidim Chadayim. I don't know. Yes. No. You have to understand. You can give a Hesped. I mean, people have done it. You've probably heard it. I have to say, he was a great man. He was a citizen of our community. He prayed with the community every morning and every evening. He would come out of the snow to the services, and he would always be so solicitous of his wife's needs. And he brought his children and his sides, and then he went with this kind of donation. No one's crying. I'm just saying a fact. No one's crying. Why? Just crying is an emotion. It's an emotion. And if you cut it the wrong way, or what people consider to be the right American way, in America it's not PC to cry. It's not a public. Not PC to cry. I remember Rav Dovid Lipschitz, the Eichas Tzaddik L'Vracha, told my brother, he used to be down at the Baal Tefillah here on the Sunday of Kippur. It goes back quite a number of years, so no one there remembers. So he was really a Gevaldik of Baal Tefillah. Rav Dovid was very excited that my brother was a Baal Tefillah. He said, there's only one thing wrong with your davening. One thing wrong. What's that? You don't cry enough. Maybe you don't remember Rav Dovid. Maybe you remember, you don't remember him? No one here remembers him. He was a very emotional person. He would always cry. He's always crying. I'm saying the shvacha. He said, "I'm saying it the way it was supposed to be." You heard a statement, which is not that way. I'm discussing there about the beta b'shas alavayim. I'm not discussing a beta later on. No, it's beta later on. That's by the shloshim. By a yard side. That's a different story. We'll get to that later. That's supposed to cry so long. But it has to bite the Levi itself. That's what it's all about. We just read it. It's full of Gemara. I wanted to suggest a shot over here. I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm right or wrong. Let's go a little bit further in the Shulchan Aruch. Simon Shindal and then Sif out. No, Sif Bay. The same as Maspidim as Al Ha'anoshim, Kach Maspidim Al Ha'anoshim, Karoy Elohen, Vinit Podol Spain Ha'anoshim Vachachavim. That's on the tour. The tour quotes this in, and in proving it, he quotes what it says in Tiff Gimel, which is the tour found together. The Mokho Shiragina Mahaskim Makonino, Mahaspid, Chayev Lachavke Mekononot Lachavke Alishto. If he doesn't, he can take away the money from against his will. Part of his marital obligation to hire professional Mekononot to start crying and making people cry for the loss of his wife. Now, Rabbi Zayn, two of put together with a vote. Noshim Nami Nisvodat Ben Anoshim Ben Hachamim Karor Lehen Utnat the vote. I feel it's only should be Yisrael or Yitzchus Mishnei Chalim the Mekononet. We learned that you have to hire Mekononot, that's the minig in that particular place. If that's the minig, you can force them to spend the money. Who's going to force them? Face their father's alive. And the chief son-in-law doesn't want to spend money so that his wife, that is his daughter, should have a proper Hesped. He's allowed to hire the Hesped, but they, money, give me the money. The Mekononot will say, yeah, take it from him. And if he won't pay, the best will force to pay the money. Part of his obligation to his wife, his obligation to bury her, his obligation has to be a proper head. It seems to me, on a simple level, you put these two dinners together, and they sound together, literally the same breath of the Torah, and back-to-back decision with Shulchan Aruch, you get the impression that Midrash Mishmar HaTalmud, and Mishmar HaTalmud with Shulchan Aruch, was that women set a stadium in the presence of men. That's a hot-button topic today, one of these big fights. Major, major battles are being fought every day about this custom. In some places it's done every single day of the week. Other places, are you kidding? Out of the question. In other places, and it often gets nasty. So a woman wants to speak about her mother, let's say, and the chevra kadisha, the people in charge of the base of the bayit, won't let her. They will not let her. I'm tirsa, I pray with together, tefira, I don't want. So my response is as follows. In a place where it's not done, tough shit doesn't have, I can't know how to do it. Pray with together, and then hugging Israel, even though, even if I'm right, that the pashtas and the gemara and the shulchan aruch indicate to the contrary. Nowadays, it's customary, the women don't speak in the presence of men. So then, that's the minute you should keep the minute. Because that's not the minute. If there's certain places in societies in which the women are saying and bathing in the presence of men, hard to be critical when there's a passion to the Shulchan Aruch says that. My personal view on the matter is always to try to play it by ear. You have to know what's appropriate at what time and what family and what situation. In some places it really is, it's an absolute no-no. In some places it's an absolute yes-yes. And the tricky ones are the ones that are yes-no. And how do you negotiate that? If the rabbi in a community will find, likely, somewhere along the line, trying to negotiate that difficult terrain. When the brother says, chas v'shalom, and the sister says, you're not going to stop me from getting up to speak. And then some relative's going to walk in, and then some modern guy's going to walk in, and then some Yehudim. Right smack in the middle of the most tense time when everyone is supposed to be pulling together. And you as the rogue have to put them all together. How are you going to do it? I don't know how you're going to do it. If it's a letter helps you, like you say to the Gemara, you say it's okay. So no one's going to believe you if you have the frequency enough to the country. No one. But you can still, maybe he'll just have enough. He'll raise enough questions in his mind. He shouldn't throw tomatoes when the woman gets up to speak. Maybe. Even though they won't believe it, okay, but they mean it, two different things. Maybe it'll stop the strong thing. Maybe. But there's a third Yisodah Hesper. Aside from these two Yisodahs, the main Yisodah is Zechiah, is crying. The second Yisodah is Sheva. The third Yisodah is Amunah. And presumably means Amunah and Zechiah Samesim primarily. And the source for this is you can find it by looking in Siman Tov Gimel, the very last page of the book of Esther. Tov Gimel, Sif, Gimel, and there are more. Talking about Likud Atzamot. Likud Atzamot says, the quotation in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber, at the end of Siv Gimel, and the source is a Yerushalmi, and I read here in the Be'er Hagadol, it's called by the Rish and the Merkot, and the Ramban, the Torah Sa'ada. What does it say in the Yerushalmi? It's a very specific Yerushalmi. It says, when Likud HaTzamot is a re-interment. So what's it say? It says, Ein Omri Malayan Kina V'Nei. Not an appropriate time to start all over again with the kina, with the name, and people crying. No, that was under the original Levite. I will over my land devour it. The bright, the Tanya. So, Tanya. Where is the bright? And the Sefer not a Terek, Yud Bey. The Ramban quoted page, Reish Men, I believe. And the Russian first paragraph of Marikot. But what does it mean, Ovalam Tavarit? My Torah is Yerushalmi. I believe it's Yerushalmi. Rabbanan Omrim Kilusin. Pirish? Shut. The Kalsin Ameis from Asaprim to Shlokha with Yimashu. It was the second element of Hesed you've already spoke about. The Yesh Omrim Kilusin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shumemis Umechai. It means Shelech HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is Nevis Umechaya. He is Chiyas Amesim. We believe in Chiyas Amesim. This is a critical, critical, quoted in the Ramban, page Reish Men, end of the paragraph. Yes, the first is Chilusim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nevis Umechaya. That's the third aspect of Hesper. It's not limited to Likud HaTzom. So they apply to other Hesperim as well. Other Hesperim also are too busy with the other two aspects of the Chiyas, the Shevach, to get to the third aspect. Isn't that right? this third aspect should be mentioned as well, that we believe in Tchiyas HaMetim and Olam Haba, for Hasharas HaNefesh, and the immortality of the soul. And for this reason, the crying has to be somewhat limited. The whole Siman HaShulchan Aruch is Kach Nal HaMet Yotzei Midai. You're not permitted to take it too hard, the Pasuk of the Chumash. Don't just go to the Lassim HaKarva, and Echel HaMet. What does it mean? You shouldn't scratch. What do you mean scratch? The Goyim, when someone was dying, it was so consolate. It was so sad that they would just rip their body and it was kind of crazy thing. And the Ramban, the famous Ramban in Chumash, not Pasuk, very important Ramban to know, in Parshas Re'eh. Bonim Atem Hashem Elokeinu, let's go. What's Bonim Atem? Ramban, Bonim Atem means that your souls live on forever. That's what it means. Bonim Atem means your souls live on forever. And for this reason, as the Pasuk continues, love to go to the Sibu Karka by the name. In other words, had you believed as the Goyim did, when the person died, he falls off a cliff, and there's never to be seen, you know, it's all over, finished, and then rip his skin. That's a perfectly appropriate response. That's terrible. Now that we believe in Asharat HaNefesh and the immortality of the soul, for us to scratch our skin would be Hacham Kfira. If we don't believe in that the person who passed away is not going to a better world. I corrected Ramban and Chumash, how can you cry at all? How can you cry at all? The person's going to a better world. So Ramban answers, have read some books, other places we have seen it, that in Europe, the people would leave and go on the train or for the boat or for the bus or the horse and wagon, say goodbye to parents, and go to the golden Medina, going to America, by the way, you know, late 19th and early 20th century, you hear these signs, these themes at the port or at the train station or at the wagon that's about to leave, incredible crying as the parent is crying about the child that's leaving. Doesn't mean the parent is unhappy that the child is leaving. The parent is from wants the child to break out of the abject poverty of the old world to the gold and riches of the new. And the fact the parent is very happy that the child is going to have a better life. So why is he or she, especially she, why are they crying? Simple reason. They realize they're not going to see the children again. And there's no, in those days, there's no telephone, and no fax, and no video conference, and no planes. And then, come out of them. Say goodbye with goodbye. You're not going to see the person again. That was it. They didn't cry. The Ramban itself, when he left Spain to go to Eretz Yisrael after the famous dissertation, which you probably know about, because all of us can say Ramban, because they're not listening to this first one. So his children had to say goodbye to him. We think they sat him with a stiff upper lip. Bye, Dad. And he said, goodbye, son. I'm sure there was incredible crying that was going on. As a matter of fact, I read the Ramban's biography, which how authoritative it is. The children asked their father, Abba, whatever they called him, how are we going to know when you're no longer with us? Because you didn't have telephone. You didn't have, there was no communication in our children's bed. Nothing. How are we going to know? I mean, I guess ultimately some shaliach comes 5 years later. How are we going to know? And I find his father, this is written in the biography. You go to the local cemetery. You see a crack in the kever of my mother, Olei HaShalom, said the Ramban, you know that I'm no longer among the living. The Kacham. Ramban was up there, you know. This is just very terrible. You think a children would cry when they heard that? Like, you wouldn't cry? Ramban, very emotional. You think about it, somebody you think you're not going to see again. And now I'll tell you a personal story. A personal story? I'm not from the top of the book. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, Tavshin Chav Zayin. Now, 31 years ago. So, it was a very, very memorable year. There was a study in Shiva's Karim B'Yavne. A lot of stories I can tell you about. Year, Sivan, very, war going on. Six-day war. It's an incredible story. I'm not going to tell you those stories now. It's not relevant. I'll tell you one story. When I left Eretz Yisrael, I left from the yeshiva. I left, it was Shivat at the time. That year was, I think, the very end of July. It was a very late year that year. It was Shana Guber. Much later than most people leave these days. They already come home. They're home already. But anyway, so the day before I left, I went to Yerushalayim to buy the gun, say goodbye to my grandparents. Say goodbye to them. They were living there. In their retirement years, they went to Aliyah and lived in Bayis Gan. Think about it, my grandmother, kids, get back, shed a tear, okay, I don't remember the title. Then my grandfather said, I'm going to walk you down to the bus stop. And the bus depot, the first, you know, the first stop of the bus, then it was the 12th bus, I don't know what's going on anymore, now the bus is right in front of the house, right by the gun, the Bayis Gan, it was 73 years old Bayis Gan. And I was, my kids, come down to the bus stop, and the bus pulls up, about, you know, there's people going up, you know, time to go on the bus. And I didn't remember, but my cousin reminded me just last month that he was there. He was an eyewitness to it. I thought it was just my grandma's phone. I forgot. All of a sudden, my grandma started to cry. It was absolutely uncontrollable. He couldn't stop crying. He couldn't stop. And, you know, I couldn't get on the bus. How can I get on the bus? And my cousin reminded me, I forgot the bus, that the bus driver, you know, is very control. You know, some of the very impatient. But on the other hand, Eric saw some of the, you know, you see incredible scenes. My cousin reminded me, I forgot this, that people on the bus, you know, mind me, you know, go. The bus is not old. I'm trying to get on the bus, my grandfather doesn't let me go. And the whole other one of the bus was watching like in amazement. The bus driver refuses to move. And my grandfather's crying and saying goodbye to me. I got on the bus. Now I'm very happy to hear that my cousin, I was forgot that I must have moved my grandmother back up to the house. That's long stuff. Why was he crying? But he didn't want to go to America? What are you talking about? When the war broke out, this is the end of Tammuz. This is the end of the year. 2 months early, he said, go home. Go, get out of here. Go home. There'll be a war. I told him, Zaidi, so why don't you come home? He's not home. Yeah, you're coming to America. I'm an old man. What happened? Whatever happened doesn't matter. You're a young man. Get out. Go out. Go back to your parents. They got these ones that just go to leave. I'm convinced. People have the right to be convinced of things. But he felt, I don't know, he who caused me, possibly caused me, I don't know what, that he wouldn't see me again. Just think about it. Like I read about it in Europe. I experienced it myself. And ha-ha. Well, like today, go back and forth. You never saw me again. This is Tavshin. This is Tavshin, Tavshin, Tavshin. He was Nister, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Tavshin, Lamed, Aleph. Over 3 years intervened, but he wasn't coming here. He didn't come. He didn't come to my chassid. He said, I'm not leaving Eretz Yisrael anymore. He came to one, when he went out, he only came to one chassid. Of that cousin. That was the same cousin I was talking about. The oldest cousin. First to get married, he came to that chassid. It was in 1955. And he really had gone on all the year before that. And that was it. No more. He was afraid, I think. He was afraid, you know, he was an older man. He didn't want to leave the country. He missed a number of weddings of another cousin of mine. I saw it. If a person cried at a Levaya with bitter tears, that's not fever. That's just, you're not going to see the person again in this world. So you can believe with your full heart and soul that the person is now in a better world. Stop people crying, but not yours, if he died. You have to have a proper balance. I want to talk a little bit about this opinion. Let us go a little bit further. Yes.
I don't know if this is
given
regularly.
I'm afraid that would be better to shut up. No, it's just the calculus. I think it's going to apply to all famous children. It's a very strange thing. Why it's only found over there? And that's because I didn't find it favorish in Shulchan Aruch and Shindal and Men. Some of the other Mepharshim talk about it. I quote one paper today, the Snei Baruch. It's the article in English. I don't know if he talks about that, but other strong say that one of the most important numbers of Hesbeth is the Mechazik our belief in Tchiyat HaNefesh. I found the only thing I could find was the Kittur and the Ramah, and this is bigger than some. So I found it in there. Let's get now to Sif Yud. Nishan Siva Shlo Yesbedu Sholim Lo. First again, a Tavah, not to the Hesbeth of him. You were supposed to obey his word. Who said so to Gemara? In the Sefer Sanhedrin. Not so possible. The Gemara has a shiloh. In the Sefer Sanhedrin, whether his Seda is Yikra the Chaye or Yikra the Shachma. It's soon after meeting. What if he said, don't be mastering, but the Yikra the Chaye is normal. Yikra the Shachma you listen. That's how we pass it. The second Afkamina is the Yarshim don't want to hire people to say the Hesbeth. So if Yikra the Chai, they can tax refuse. If Yikra the Shafi, you can force them to spend the money to hire an appropriate Masbid, the traditional debt to pay the Masbid, in order to be the time to get. That's what it says when it comes to the Hesbeth. So the Ramah introduces over here something very interesting. It has an Adaki Moshe. And it's also in the Rambam of the Kitzur. What about Avelus? Of course, it's not reviled. The Avelus itself, he says, lo nidvarli yakra the chai or the shachri. He's not sure. But he says like this, Avelus gufa eni yichol limcho, Avelus proper. The imkain be talented in Avelus. We know Avelus. He can't be lost. The only shaila is Avelus of Yud Beis Kodesh, like for other beings. That's when you come to Kibra Avein, but maybe the father of Shemachal of Kvodo. That's the Marie Vial and supporting in Dr. Moshe a bit. Avos Tivish Lindig of Zion, Zeresh Moshe, Eish Shom Elov. So the first time we pick up, that Zion, the Shloshim, is Eish Shom Elov. Eish Shom Elov. But Yud Beis Kodesh, is Shom Elov. That's the famous tshuva. A verse of the tshuva, which is a remarkable tshuva. If you write, let's say you have a married couple, and the woman is in Avelus, and she's supposed to go with her husband to a particular simcha, which normally she would not be permitted to go to. We'll get to the simcha. But her husband says, I need you to come with me. I can't go without you. I'm asking you, I'm begging you, I'm commanding you if you want to get the liturgy correct. Come with me. The Rav Moshe says she has to go. Why? Because she's wrong condition. She's a chayim alel. The avela for her parent is to keep it out of her aim. But when it conflicts with what we call kvod bala, so it loses. The mother prints the children. I think that's question. I think you can rely upon it if it actually comes up in a circumstance. Okay, there is some, I guess, some leeway. There is some leeway. In economics, there is some leeway. But only some. Only some. Not ever. I'm sorry? Right. Right, that's right. The Shach quote, the parents, that he did, from the Mari Vial, that they told not to give you their Todesh, mixed with the kinds of ram. I believe that Rav Shach actually has one of his Mamorim, I don't have the Zikriya stone here right now, he may have it aside, that he's not so pushy. That although Yudmei Todesh is based upon Kibbut Avaim, it could be once they instituted it as the love of Avelus, and it's not to give it to Mechila. I don't know what, if anyone wants to shop the Farish, but I recall some such statement. Now, there were those who, to the contrary, opposite of the big bear song, it's a character. And even the Avelis of Shiva Shloshe, perhaps it could be a Mechila. Why? He said so. Because the Kivega, on his back. Kivega says, look, the fact that Rabbi Yeruchim says In Cain, be talpa, called Dini Avelas, Mapa, Tabaka, don't be talpa. Look, he himself can see that by Yud Beis Kodesh, you listen to the pair. Who in Cain, be talpa, Avelas, Yud Beis Kodesh? So be talpa, who cares? That can't be the real reason. The real reason is he assumes that Avelas, at least we stop it, it was called Yikra de what? De Chai. And as such, he's not given out to Mechila. Says, Rabbi Shiva Eger, if that's the case, Tomeani, Vadovah de Machlokas, Rabbo Seinu, says the very next thing, and Simon Shin Mem Hei, the Abed Asim Olada, someone who committed suicide, with this, in the Evo Rabbosi, Tarek Bey, in the beginning, Kol Shu Kavah Lechayim is asking them. The Kol Shu Kavah Lechayim, Eber Tatsim. Okay, you do cover the chayin and cover the amen. The Rambam says, the Vimbos Avel, the Ein Mitz Avel Mola. What does that mean, Ein Mitz Avel Mola? What does that indicate? No. Ein Mitz Avel Mola means that it's cover the amen. And they put the bracket. Af Avel Es Yomishin Daraita, Amrina Tama Dikra, which will cover the amen if it's Sarachim. You follow the time of the Krah, but you normally don't follow when dinner's alright. So my parents gave you news and my shit is here. So parents gave you. Right. Rush of the Krah. If it's not the foolish time of the Krah, it's only a rush of the Krah, kind of an explicit puppet, then never to follow the time. Here again, I feel it's not the fairish. All right, so it's the rush of the thing. See, whenever it's not a fairish puppet, it's only a derivation, then we try to follow the time. After Ramban continues the Rebbe Kivay, the Torah to Adam, the Mitzvah of the Kavod Achayu. So the Ramban holds the Ida Mele to Rabban Atzim Lada, the Kavod Achayu. So the Svek of the Rabbos, the Machlok of the Poske, and therefore, that the Shemanor of Pas like the Ramban, the Mele to Kavod Amesim, Kavod Amesim, or at least initially Sofek, we should say, that if a person said, don't fulfill the Mele to me, We should believe it. We should accept it. Zarechim, Tina, and he quotes the Shmuz Yaakov. I think it's the same thing. Quoted by the Pesukim Shmuz Yaakov say, not so much. So the night I've never heard in my life of someone who should say to his children or to any other brothers, don't perform the mitzvah available to me. I never heard it in my life. To tell if someone Chalila has non-observant relatives. No, they're not going to observe Shiva. I guess maybe the rabbi could counsel him or her, but you know, maybe just make a Shiva Tavor, and they shouldn't keep the Shiva. They said they're not going to keep it anyway, so there will be a behemoth reporting of the Kivega, Tzad, and the Shushyak, new patent. I mean, I'm not publicizing this, but why should you cause this sin if you have the ability to, they should avoid sinning? Passion, again, I don't know for sure. Done it for sure. Okay. I want to throw something about this in a little country's called Sanhedrin Tana. Anyone have a copy of that? Came out, the curler put it out, what do you have? You have it at home? Oh, so bring it in one day. I think I have something about her about this. Curler and Sanhedrin that year, did before. We were told to write this different column. Okay, let's go to Sif Yud Tes, gentlemen. Matzidin Tamidei Chachamim Unishofein Beit HaKnesset and Beit HaMedrash Avolo Shar Ha'om. Based upon a Gemara of Esechta and Megillah. Chavchet Omazdei. It's a little bit tricky. What do you mean have a low shara? Does that mean that it's a prohibition of having a hesped in shul? Is there any kind of a prohibition? That's what it sounds like at first glance. What's the prohibition? What's the prohibition? The masbida the shabayim hesped shul rabin. That a hesped shul rabin is permissible in a shul. What does that mean? You're going to say to the Koyver of Shejit, or the Koyver of Chizda, the Raph from Aspidol, the Kalseh, the Beknishtha, the Yikwa Didi, the Beksa, Asu kule alma. You get the impression that if kule alma coming, if there's a large crowd that's coming, and as a result of that, you can't fit them in other areas which would normally use for a seder, it's permissible. But my understanding is that it's permissible to ask for the shul if there's no other better place to do it. There's a better place to do it, they would do it in another place. You don't want the shul to become a funeral home. But if for whatever reason, it's more appropriate to have it in a shul, you should have it in a shul. I know in our shul in Young Israel of Riverdale, we've had a number of invasions. I can think right away off the top of my head of three or four invasions we had in the shul over the 24 plus years I've been there. Not every day of the week. Usually we talk about having in a funeral home. One, someone was nifter on Purim. And they were going to the airport and had to have an afternoon. So look, Purim was going to run to, if you make people go to the base of to the funeral home, there's going to be much fewer people are going to come. Or one, someone passed away in the afternoon and they already went to the plane that same, you know, day, late in the evening. So you go to the funeral, there's no one going to come, there's no time. So we had the effort in. And the shul, once this past summer, someone who was very beloved, a very special person, was Zifter. And he was mamish, a part of the shul. And he had no children, a very whole of them. It was decided about the prophet having to be in the shul, the front, having the shul. But in all these cases, you have to keep mindful of simon of Zifka. Unfortunately, in America, it's also a forgotten simon. Chacham v'aluf v'gon maknis the most of the Beit HaMedrash u'menamichet namita v'nochem she'adorish. Some of the Chacham v'aluf v'gon is permitted to take his oran into the Beit HaMedrash, into the shul itself. By clear implication, anybody else, it's not allowed. Not allowed? We said before, you can have a hesped in shul to anybody, you shall say it. Yes, it's Pagina Dibura. The Hesped is the shul, but not the Aura. The Aura is in an ante room, like in the room in the back, which I've seen often, or the Aura is outside. It's outside in the hearse. We do it in our shul, we think of it outside. Someone stays there in the car, and the Hesped is Mazar. So I have faith in B'nei HaMeik. What is B'nei HaMeik? In my humble opinion, B'nei HaMeik not only if the Meik smacks there right in front of you, if the Meik is 50 feet away, or it's right just right outside, or in the back room, it's also B'nei HaMeik, in my opinion. And that's what we've done in our shul when it's appropriate. Of taking the Meik into the shul. A shul is a Mokom Kodesh, and it's not appropriate to take a Meik into the shul. It's law. Chayyot goes to town. I don't have a chokmaton here in front of me. But he says a terrible, terrible thing. People start taking the aura into the shul. Maybe the aura for shul is closed. I don't see it on the bottom of the page. Someone close the file on the bottom of the page yet? Anybody? I can't see it right now. I'm pretty sure someone close it. We saw the chayyot himself. Right now, I think it's my escape from me. So I'm going to stop myself. Let's see. Chalma can be taken into a shul in any circumstance. The Gesher or Chaim, I think, is Muslim, but I don't think it's true. Separate thing, the Pashtun is a din of you take him into the shul. I would say Pashtun, you can't take him into a shul. Even the Gadol HaDor. Only the shul where he was considered the Rebbe. I guess the Gadol HaDor is a little bit of a Yisrael. Literally the Gadol HaDor. But now the Talmud talk of a sister in a different town. I don't know if that even that much. I don't think so. Look at the Shem Shalach. The Bach of Shahayat Dorish. The Dostan also Shah. He had a Yiddash in a particular place with the Rav for 50 years. The Rav existed for 50 years of service to the community. But the province of Yimachas the Oran into that particular place. But short of that, many people are running to be a Chachmas Adam. I think they have a Chachmas Adam in the Beit Medrash. Yes, right over here. I think there's one all the way in the front. There's just one there. Yeah? called Faith of Alliance. It's not a shul. Well, it's going to be out of the Leviathan. Ain't in the beta. I don't think, and I don't see what they like. Unless they keep the R outside or inside. Well, maybe. Right, it's not a shul. You want a shul to be a shul, and it should keep the elders a shul. Yeah. I don't think that's what they're going to do. My view. I know that what could happen is they knock the Aaron into a... I know that what I'm telling you now is ignored by many, many individuals. Many individuals. But I think it's Takan Abba. Not right. You're an American. Again, it's American. No, it's only American. You have to have the Aaron. You have to have the shoes. You have to have the... It's unbelievable. They bring the Aaron to show to any person. I once argued with some particular rabbi. He wasn't knowing. What are you doing? Oh, he gave a lot of money. What is that? You have a lot of money? Huh? I don't think that's correct. I think it's a terrible thing. If I'm not mistaken, the Chokhmah Sadeh says, Gorei Roh Lo Lamech. I think so. I don't want to think. I don't have it right now in front of me. No chayal. Did you see any chayal in the world? Nothing. Okay. So, you want to think maybe he quotes. I'll just make Baruch here. It was Steve. That's my recollection. That, 1 second. I can't find it. In a minute, we'll give up. Here. My recollection is going raw, lower lamates. Because I can understand. Same as I said before. Who was the person we brought into the Medrash? He's a chach. Come on. It was same idea. The chayot might be followed. So when my b'chut, the Vilna Gaon came with Nifter, they brought his aron into the shul, into the Medrash. He was gone. People made a mistake. And for them, they learned that to every, I don't know if it was Tom, Dick, and Harry, but to every person. Every day now, again, I feel bad about the text in front of me, but maybe someone bringing it tomorrow, the high item, so one of us will try to read it. I just don't have it right now.
That there is a general shift,
again, so, here's what I said. If it's a real husband, which fulfills the three dimensions of Hesped, I think it's what they're at shul. Not technically aren't it. Some Hespeds have to go at shul. If it's a fake Hesped, then I don't know if it should be done at shul in the first place. I'll talk more about it in a minute, but I want to just finish up about a few more. I said we're going to try to finish up the next Simonim. We'll do it by skipping most of it. What's an Ma'abed Atzmo L'Dat? What's a suicide? What's a suicide? Very delicate. What do you do with a suicide? But the Shemana writes in his bay, someone goes up to the roof, and they see he gets angry, or he's depressed, and they see he falls down. What happens? You're gone? All of me out there in the car. I'm going to the roof. He goes up in anger. And he falls off. That's called Ma'abed Atzmo L'Dat. Suicide. But they saw his body. They saw him hung, hang from a tree, or plunged on his own sword. We don't know. We don't see it to perish. We don't assume it's Ma'abed Atzmo L'Dat. Why? You know, there are certain cases, newspaper says, but a suicide, we don't give it the din of a suicide. It's tricky. Some possible suggest, Shafter once mentioned somebody, that suicide, Baba says only if it's a shita of that. It was called Harry Carry or something like that, some kind of Japanese shita, you know? We believe in suicide, it's a principle. That's terror. The person is kind of depressed, one of those guys, those people in deep depression. And commit suicide, a clinical depression. take pill. That's a lot of that. I know, that's the problem. So the nerve just can't and makes that. I don't want to use political depression because they're sick. But some person is angry or nature is... Nature is sour, fresh, right? Angry, narrow. Yeah. I don't want to use the word... And I'm not talking about political depression. So. No, but we're saying that the political depression is a terror for the guy. Sick, they're looking sick. The Apostle Duke was against Shaul HaMelech. Shaul HaMelech killed himself because he was going to be tortured by the Lishdim. So that's Mudda. Ach, as Simcha and Ashra Sechem Edesh, the Marsh of Yochum for Shaul, Kamalom Ach, it's a terrible circumstance. They talk about, you know, Dr. Death here, and, we're not recommending it. We talk about it in a great length a few weeks ago. But someone who never suffering so badly and a little extra morphine into his breakfast and you see the remnants, could be that like the opposite show. I don't know. We're not here to judge. We always try to bend over backwards, not to give it a status of mama, but to give it for the cut. Shalola das. Shalola das. It's a cut under my bit. What if the person is old enough that somebody has no doubt anyway? That is, you know, so get shalom the doubt. Again, it's very hard to draw the line. Were it not for the words nature and kat, I would have said it's only the Harry Carey who is the sheep. But the nature and the kat seems to belie that idea. Kat, yes. I don't want to go into it now. We spent a lot of time about it, so we learned shit about it. Hey, whatever it was. Get to know. Okay, what about Sip Hay? Okay, the Sip Dal and Hay are very interesting. Yes?
If there is relatively
easy way to find out, it's very hard to find out. It's a suicide. I read the newspaper. Jewish newspaper. It says, no evidence of foul play. Police say either it's suicide or an accident, and they continue to investigate. Well, they investigate now. Yeah. Suicide notes is a big problem. Even though it's not borrow, that's not an accident. It's not borrow. I mean, the insurance company thought triple about it. That's what comes up with Mike. With an insurance company, they have to do it. They don't collect. It came a couple of years back. That happened. The woman committed suicide. And they try to say there's no suicide, but the insurance company is a good passion. And that's and the law, they want the case, of course, then it wasn't suicide. No. Yeah. Okay, you can change them on the middle. We had a case of somebody who jumped on the 45th floor of the skyscraper. So you can only change one in the middle, it was a little too late to bail out. I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to say. Sip Dalit talks about Menuda Shemei. Someone who dies from Kherim. Someone who dies from Kherim, Abra Tavadat, no Kriya, no Hespit, Womanit and Evan al Arono. You put a stone on his coffin. So much makes it just in his duyo. Then soak when it's around. That's what's wrong. So you put a rock on top to show that okay. The famous one of Blaise Silver. Blaise Silver was called upon in Cincinnati to be master summoned. There's only one problem with the guy. That's a very nice fellow. Only one slight problem. He had two wives. Slight problem. He didn't give his first wife a gift, he took a second wife. But they still said, I'm not coming. You have rabbi, you have to come, I'm not coming, you have to come, I'm not coming, you have to come. Okay, you ask me, you'll see. So, you do a place in Silver. He was not afraid of anybody. So the story goes, he came into this place over to the chapel with a rock. He walked in, he put a rock on the coffin. He says, Meis benituyo, bez in Silver and Sarono. This man that was over Cherem, Ramin and Gershon, he was excommunicated. And we're putting a rock in. Oh, you should imagine the other rock. This hay is a little more difficult this hay is very tough. Very, very tough. Called our porosh to be dark a fever. Name a nosh, if she porko, oh, I miss this male tomorrow. It is called the Pali Stroll, but the Yosef of the Kovar, the Rabbis, the Shivis, but the Yosef of the Medrash. Allah Rai Hashim, they score on that from Kishar Umos. They're frying, they're no shy of the Pali Stroll. And I'm moving, so they will convert. And on in there, they miss Abba Malaya, and Achem, the Shar Proveim, Lopshin Levonim, who miss Abdim Levonim, the Oakland, the Shosim, the Svetim. There's an impression that's here, the Pali says, the Avera wear black. In the source of the din, when the Torah calls it din, when it says Shem Lam Hei, I believe in Abba Rabbasi Perek Bey Halacha Yud, it says, She'obdu Sono Shalmokam Shenem Alam Asanecha Shem Esna, and I lead also to Abod Mishar and Marina. It's really arguable that someone has a Phoenix Shem Mishba, I didn't call him in Asanecha Shem, Well, the Shami doesn't know any better. That's what I would say. I would say that every person should be encouraged to keep the laws of Avelis when a non-relative dies on the ground that we can argue with the Phoenix condition. I would say it's easier to argue with the Phoenix condition than to argue that it's not really a suicide as we sometimes do when we go into contortion. The guy, however, was mavish of Frumi is and he rebelled and he can't the Phoenix condition. Very hard to allow him to do Avelis. But one of the big rabbanim, the Spanish rabbanim, they told me, lost a brother and his mama just nothing. He kept the distance out of the day. My brother grew up the same as me. He's from Shatrum. No Avel, no Shiva, no Shiva, nothing deal. The minute all of it's not that way. He was doing some other, he tried to put him to the category of Kiddush and his general rule. Steve, Rob? Yeah. There are many, many people that intermarry, is that going? Right. Correct. What if they're intermarried, Taka? It's a big problem. And the problem is, a rabbi called me, this, what do I do? Someone from the shul has a non-shrub parent, about children, intermarried. And now they want to have a ruin in a non-sectarian cemetery. What's up with that? That's the marshes. But I'm not, that's a big problem. So what do you do about the shiva in the marriage? It's not so simple, yeah. Everything should be... Yeah, in a canon, it's worse, obviously worse than otherwise. I'm sorry. The interest of Rabbeinu's Gerish is fascinating, so I'm just going to make a mention of it now. That his son was converted and he sent Shiva went. Two versions. When he converted or when he died. When the son died, that's an interesting question, but the second one is probably second version is probably correct, but we'll not get to it. I just want to Shimon dying and the prohibition again saying a husband, Shloshim Yom, called him the regal, let's be shot out of the night. Says over here, however, says Gimel, Ashana Nogim, the Pashna, Ashana, the Kondon, the Hashem, the Shaman, Zero Lee, Shana, the Pauze, who moved the last of Summer correctly. To go by the yard side, to the Maskin and Shama, and that's not included in this prohibition. This leads me to my concluding remark for today's Shia. Today happens to be the yard side of my mother, Aleha Ashalom, Tet Sivan, 7 years later. So I just wanted to tell you a few things. Number one, my mother passed away, so we felt there was going to be a very large crowd come to the Levi. And we had no place to move, we didn't know where to do it. So I was in the hospital, middle of the night, and they said to me, the only place that's large enough is going to need to a few guards hill, which is around the corner from where I was with my father. Well, he's been down to the Shibu, but he's always been down on Friday night. I don't know what that is. Now, he wanted to have a shine up to the big shoe. Not nice to just, walk out and say, no, it's a sheep. So my mother was there, down even more of them. So I didn't know what to do. We were on some incredible advice. I called up Rabbi Shalom from the hospital. I was waiting and waiting and waiting. So at 6 o'clock in the morning, I had already to get the word out. It was 6 something. I knew I probably was waking up, but I wasn't sure he'd have the real dominion. So I called, asked Rashut to have the Levi in the shul. Said yes, but of course you won't bring the Aron inside. I said in advance, I'm not talking about bringing the Aron into the shul. I don't want that. I fully have the Aron downstairs in the fully working for the shul. And he suggested, look, have it outside of the Kohanim working. My mother was a Mount Cohen, so a lot of Kohanim cousins. So we're in the summer steps in the car right in front. Pack a full of the whole place overflow. You know, that's 700 feet. I don't know if my youth. Filled the overflow. There's none of the beautiful homes that come there that early. I thought it was the appropriate thing to do. Today being the yard, I want to say a few words about yard site. The yard that is found in subsequent Yimonim, I want to talk about it a little bit. One of the sources, what we just read now, the Tashlam Hashanim, that a year is a Pesavar when it comes to Avelim. It's interesting, the Mishnah says in the Sefer of Bava Metzia, the Chochet, that how long must it be Machmas and Aveda? Gimel Regolim. Why? But perhaps it is based on the Gemara of the Sefer of Bruch, the Sefer of Chesh, which says, Ein HaMeit Mishtakeach Min Alev, El Riach Yigit Beis Kod, Shenema, Mishkachti Kemeit Milev, Ayitzi Kekleo, the Tosek and Tillim. The Rashi explains it based upon the Mishnah of Bava Metzia. Yish violent mitzvah based kodesh. Which means the person only forgets after a year. Forget after a year, you don't have to mock with your avedah anymore. People are going to forget about their avedah. They're going to start to forget about their maid too. So perhaps, as related to the Kedei Alameh, Mishnakeh Men Aleh, Rashi has a state of duration. All that has more to do with, you need a youth based kodesh to make a brach of Machai Amesim. And the Mashiach says, forget about him after a year. You know, it's a lie. So the Pashtun, it's nothing to do with that Rashi's embrace. What about a Shana Muvarit? A leap year. So it's supposed to say after the Makhlev Yaveda, the 13 months, even if it goes more than Shalosh Regolim. It's interesting. We have to find a similar concept of remembering by Pashtun Zohar. The Kroy Kodesh, Pashtun Zohar, quotes the Shaila. What about, how do you know if Pashtun Zohar is once a year? So, the Kohen Kodesh quote, one of the Gedolim says, it's based on the Gemara Brachim, which says, that once a year you have to remind yourself of the Amalek. You forget in a year. The Chesach Shava, the whole Tilpul, what happens in the Shana Muberet by Parshat Zohar. You have to have Kavona in Zohar in Parshat Kisei, say, in the summertime, to be Yom, so that was going to be 13 months. Suggest, that's not a conclusion. Pashas is very difficult, you can't say that. For a variety of reasons. Why not Pashas? This is my pshat. My pshat is that human memory is not purely governed by the passage of time. Of course, the passage of time is a critical component, but also events or seasons. Seasons govern human memory. Remember from season to season, from Purim to Purim, and Pesach to Pesach. That's what enables people to remember that the next phase of comes, they forget what came before the previous phase. That's the reality of human memory. And therefore, even if the Shana Muzaret is 13 months, a person still remembers until the next Purim of Pesach, and then not many days coming afterwards ensue. You remember until the art site, even if the year happens to have 13 months. That could be shot off the Gimel Regolim. Gimel Regolim, it's 3 Regolim, it could be 6 months, it could be 11 and a half months, you know, Gimel Regolim. But people remember for that many Regolim. The human memory, you know, if you pass through 3 Regolim, they start forgetting. And I want to think of writing from a Pasuk in this 12 months. It's a Pasuk with my sister, contains me, and some call me Hayel. We know that my Mishnah Baruch says that you have to mention every day, you see it's a track, you do it every day, the Parash of Shema. But Rashi and Chumash says, the my sister, I come a Pesach or Matzah. It's only once a year. That's the answer of our time. So the very intense reminder once a year is because you have a latent memory every day. Every day. If we find the Shir Yud Beis Kodesh by Avel with respect to the Inyan of other the Himo, we find Shloshim Yom. It's discussed now that you shouldn't stay ahead for the 30 days of a regal. Similar idea. And we find Regalim too. Regalim too. One by Kotchav Gimel, one of Shemanach, Shimta, Yibay, Tisbe, Mesa, Ishto. You have to wait 3 Regalim until you remarry. not right. You have your first wife in your head, you marry your second wife. It's not right. So what do you see? That the regolim, the same as the regolim have to do with the abeda, some of the see to with the remembering of a nifter or nifteret in Hilchos Yoredeya. In Hilchos Yoredeya. Now therefore, it seems to me that when it comes to Shalosh regolim, we don't count Shmini Atzeret as a separate rega. That's against the Dov of Revolver. And against Rabbi Kivege, who wants to be mafia to the 12 months past, and there aren't three regolim in the Shalom Uberet. No. The regolim are conveyed the memory of his respect. This basis, one could argue, is a minhag that people keep 13 months of Avelis in an Ibriyot, the Tadkos and the Shin Sadi Alam, the Kotn Alam, since the Dov of Botel. And after 12 months. Maybe it's not so bad though. You can, you remember, because your memory is 13 months. You want to keep the avela as long as you have this memory. Halacha l'maisa though, the 13 months, the 12 months for a different reason completely. Mishpat Rishon to Gehenim, Yudbeir Kodesh. That's partially the reason why we keep the avela for 12 months. So we say Kaddish. We say Kaddish. The Kaddish is said to Pashtas as a protection for the Nifter for 12 months. The Gemara had it. I have not shot anywhere, so we'll see later. She and I love it. It's all viral. We want you to say, I read a kapara kushtava. Now that it's usually not said, but I think it's the guyone ashat. If you want to make it, we say kaddish. The kaddish is a kapara for the parent who passed away within the last 12 months. It's interesting that there is a dark emotion. She and I involved, both to really kuvil. You say kaddish, for 365 days. Why? Because the Pashas, if you look at Rashi Pashas Noah, Mishpah Rishon, again, if you use Beis Kodesh, is 365 days. The Rashi makes the Cheshon over there. It's only you. But next sentence, she... Beis Kodesh, I want the same Pashas in the heat of your side. What's a your side, Rabbi Osai? A your side is to remind yourself once a year. If once a year, a person reminds himself of the loss of a parent, and we hope that the intense memory of Yartzai, because Dinamim and Huggins, we'll get to it later, many dinners, the meetings about Fini Yomud, and the same Kaddish, and Kaddish Ben, tomorrow, and the Yom Shemesh of the Emo, and there are these other, many other Minhagim, Tikkun, Chassidish meetings, that Tikkun means, like you say, Yilud of Shema Yochoi, the wedding, when it comes to wedding, that the wedding of the Tzadik when they call it Baruch, that they go higher and higher, well, the Shabbos will hover in Aliyah, and Aliyah to Shabbat at Yartan, which is Al-Chaim, and it's not a serious affair. The awful fast, and then there's people in Al-Chaim. It's not a serious. And it's a special Indian that the child should remind himself very intensively once a year that the less powerful memories, because there should be sacrifice in L.A., but there should be some memories which will exist during the other days of the year. So I want to thank everybody who came to the shiur, in particular today, to give me an opportunity to do what's most important on the Yartzeit, which is Hadlakas HaTorah L'Rabim. And I'll ask you if three more favors in this respect. Number one, I want to say Kaddish to Rabbanan now, which is a question that you by Yartzeit. Number two, if you don't mind that somebody will be around, I'd like to make a minyan here at 2:30 in this great measure, because I don't want to take away from anybody else, who availed and others in the main. So if you don't, whoever can, 2:30 in this great measure. And number three, I'm saying this year at 3 o'clock, of a halakha kind enough to allow me to say a series of shiurim that Rebbe's given at the end of the year, whatever.